there's a big out migration of our people going to Anchorage, Fairbanks.
That's a Donlin Gold commercial. The company wants to build one of the biggest gold mines in the world and promises to employ hundreds of local people to build and operate the mine. The mine will bring 3,000 jobs to the region during its construction and 800 jobs annually to operate it. A regional Native corporation and a village Native corporation owned the land and minerals and leased them to Donlin Gold 2 decades ago. In return, Donlin promised that their shareholders will get preference for jobs. Christina Woolston is the spokesperson for Donlin.
We have a drilling program that will be starting up this summer, which will give us an opportunity to further train and hire local employees and folks at the project site that can be transferred to future operations.
Communities in the YK Delta are some of the most remote in Alaska and the poorest. Jobs are hard to find in the villages and usually come from government, school districts, or healthcare. Food costs are exorbitant, and fresh fruit and vegetables are hard to find in stores and villages. So people rely on gathering food like berries, fish, and game meat. But to practice subsistence, you need money too. Andrea Gusty is the chief of staff for the Kuskokwim Corporation.
We're hearing from some of our shareholders in the smaller communities like Red Devil, where they don't have any economic opportunities at all right now, and they're finding it hard to continue that subsistence way of life. You know, bird season comes around, and somebody might not have the funds to purchase shells to be able to do that traditional bird hunt in the spring.
TKC oversees 10 villages in the Upper Kuskokwim area closest to the Donlin mine site. They own the surface rights to Donlin. Gusty says jobs are not the only form of economic growth for the region to come from the proposed mine. Donlin has promised a contracting preference with Calista and TKC subsidiaries to build the mine's infrastructure. That's a legal agreement that says Calista and TKC subsidiaries get preference if they meet bidding requirements.
One of the largest for TKC is that we will own and operate the upriver port site. And so there will, of course, be a shareholder hiring preference for that.
Calista says the Red Dog Mine further north is an example of one that benefited Native corporations and nearby communities. Rosie Barr is the vice president for lands and natural resources at Calista. And before that, she held a similar position at Nana Regional Corporation, which owns the mineral rights for the Red Dog Mine. She grew up in Kivalina and Kotzebue, surrounded by the promise of jobs that Red Dog would bring these communities.
I didn't go to work at Red Dog, but my older brother, David, did, went to Red Dog to work. They had a fantastic apprenticeship program, and he worked his way up through the electrical program.
A 2015 report says the mine employs more than 50% of Nana shareholders, but less than half of those shareholders live in the nearby villages. The rest commute from Anchorage or other places. Then there's the revenue Donlin could bring into the region. Donlin has 2 separate revenue sharing agreements with Calista and TKC, which are confidential. Those agreements are in addition to the revenue sharing requirements under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA. Donlin's opponents say the mine isn't the best economic choice for the YK Delta. Peter Yvonne is the executive director of the Ruchikahamut Native Council in Bethel. ONC led the first march against Donlin Mine last summer. Yvonne says he knows the region needs jobs, but he thinks there are other ways to create them.
A lot of opportunities, I think, that just haven't really been tapped into. I think Donlin's kind of been a wake-up call for a lot of people to start looking for other avenues. You know, they're not robust, we're not the North Slope.
Initial funding for these projects can be hard to find. But Yvonne says YK Delta communities shouldn't give up. Some communities, like Quingilingok, have invested in renewable energy projects that create jobs. But the question is whether more communities will prefer to try out these more localized projects over the promise of hundreds of jobs from a mine. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.